Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 11, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Yes, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Feeling pretty darn good this Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. We do appreciate it. Got a lot to talk about. We're going to be diving into some sports coming up at the bottom of the hour, so get ready for that. But right now, we have three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right, here's number one. Tourist tax dollars will fund new artificial fields. Escambia commissioners plan to spend $25 million in tourist tax revenue to convert the playing fields at John R. Jones Park and Sports Arena to artificial turf. The move will position the facility as a major regional hub for youth sports tournaments. The investment includes new turf for 20 fields designed to reduce maintenance delays to bad weather situations.
And the second of your top three stories here, Escambia County has jobs, but not enough applicants to fill current vacancies in its road department. County Administrator Wes Moreno said that the county roads department is understaffed, underfunded, and undermanned. Moreno said they are actively taking applications.
Okay, your third story. This hour, a planned hotel on South Palafox has scaled back its design again. Originally, the project started as a 9-story hotel. Then it went to 8. Third version went to 7. Now here we are at the fourth version, and we are calling for a 6-story Tempo by Hilton Hotel located at the corner of Palafox and Cedar Streets. Other things dropped from the original plan, and I'm really sorry to hear this. I was looking forward to this one.
Yeah.
Included a rooftop bar, a pool, and a second floor patio that overlooked Palafox Street.
Lavish.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
And another arrest has been made in the fatal double shooting in Atmore this week. Police say 24-year-old Javarius Watkins has now turned himself in to the Escambia, Alabama jail. 22-year-old Tyler Hall was arrested previously. Both men are accused of being involved in the shooting that killed 18-year-old Gabriel Hooks and injured a female victim on Tuesday morning. Police say the shots were fired following an illegal street race just east of Atmore on Carver Avenue.
Okay, very interesting. The Santa Rosa Island Authority Board has passed a resolution by a 4-2 vote to increase the collection rate on annual lease fees. Not sure island folks liking this very much. Island leaseholders will see their annual lease fee payments raised from 50% to 75% under the proposed policy. Now, on the positive side, they should see their fire protection fees from the county drop to 0. New rates go into effect in October.
And the Okaloosa County School District held its annual leadership summit on Thursday, bringing together administrators from all schools to discuss the upcoming school year and strategies for improvement. The primary goal is to achieve 1 year's worth of growth for every student each year. Their discussions included the progress with grades, both on individual subjects and overall school performance.
I like this story. I want to let you hear it again. A local veteran turned 101 years old on Wednesday. Silas Pope is a Marine that served in World War II. Now resides at the William F. Green Veterans Home over in Bay Minette. Well, on Wednesday, his family and friends celebrated his birthday. He gave this advice for a long and happy life.
Just live it day by day and think about the rights and wrongs. There's lots of people in this world don't know right from wrong and don't know wrong from right. Do what's right to the best of to the best of your ability. And I think the world would be better.
That is words of wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. Silas served during World War II, mostly in the Marshall Islands. He also received a commendation from Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. 515. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups still on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also have some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and those issues on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. We also have some congestion developing on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, passing Kimstrand Road and approaching Palafox Street. As for the weather, sitting at around 88 degrees, going to be a low of 74 tonight, with some rainfall chances, which are going to bleed and linger over the course of the next several days. And on each of those days, the highs are going to be sitting at around 90 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida is allocating more money for mental health treatment. Eben Brown down in Miami this afternoon with the story.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs bills that will now direct money and resources to bolster availability for mental health treatment and addiction recovery. One program allows cities to create mental health programs for people being prosecuted for misdemeanors and others for people awaiting trial for felonies. The governor says these programs are aimed at people now facing criminal justice proceedings, but who are the victims of their own drug abuse and who never set out to harm other people. The Florida Hospital Association says the state experiences higher than average instances of mental illness. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a Florida middle school teacher being accused of engaging in sexual activities with a student, Sarah Jakus, was arrested over allegations involving a now 16-year-old boy who claimed he had sexual encounters with her when he was just 14, spanning from December of 2022 to April of 2023. The two initially communicated via text before the student's parents intervened, and the situation came to light when Jakus' husband discovered the relationship and threatened to report her. She faces multiple charges, including two counts of lewd or lascivious battery and molestation under custodial authority. She also has one count of engaging in sexual conduct as an authority figure.
517 News Radio 92.3. A tornado formed in parts of Central Florida on Wednesday evening, damaging a mobile home park as thunderstorms drenched that region. Here's Jennifer Viaglis from Largo, Florida.
We've seen Largo police officers rushing in and out of the mobile home park, as well as power crews coming in to restore power to this area. We've seen awnings from this mobile home park nearby, vegetation, tree branches, and really anything you name it. We're also hearing that from the Largo Police Department and Fire Department that there have been no injuries reported, thankfully.
And Florida launching a new higher education accreditor in partnership with five other southern states. Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement in Boca Raton, calling the move a challenge to what he described as, get this, woke accreditation cartels. DeSantis says the new Commission for Public Higher Education aims to offer an alternative focused on student achievement, with the governor predicting rapid adoption across the Southeast.
All right, turn down the rhetoric. That should be the theme here. A Florida Republican congresswoman's office evacuated after pro-abortion activists sent chilling threats to this woman. Gary Baumgarten has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Kat Kamick says the threat started after she was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal about an ectopic pregnancy she had. Kamick, who is pro-life, talks in the interview about exceptions for rape, incest, and instances in which the mother's life is at risk. She believes people mistakenly think that she's in the state legislature and voted for Florida's new heartbeat law, which makes abortion illegal after 6 weeks gestation. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Days before the Florida Detention Center, nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz, before it says to go open here, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is considering building another center at Camp Blanding. I'm not sure where Camp Blanding is.
I don't know. Must be
in Central Florida, because this is Tampa Bay's Fox 13, Jordan Bowen, all over the story.
Wednesday, while Governor DeSantis was signing mental health and substance abuse bills at USF, he spilled plans for the first time about a second proposed ICE detention facility in North Florida. Camp Blanding is the main training site for the Florida National Guard, located about an hour southwest of Jacksonville. Having a second ICE detention center would build on the governor's aggressive immigration enforcement effort. Immigration advocacy groups have come out strongly against the plans. Maria Bilbao, the Florida campaign coordinator at the immigration advocacy group American Friends Service Committee, told the Associated Press, "What's happening is very concerning, the level of dehumanization." Going on to say, it's like a theatricalization of cruelty.
All righty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting headlines happening across the entire nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Have you ever made a spiritual bucket list? In Proverbs 30, a man named Agur makes his spiritual bucket list. He asks God to grant him two things before he dies, and his prayer is the only prayer listed in the entire book of Proverbs. The first thing Agur asks for is that God would remove from him anything that would hinder his walk with God, such as vanity or lying. Secondly, Agur requests that God would not give him anything that would hinder his relationship with God, such as poverty or even wealth. More than anything, Agur just wants to be pleasing to God. So what's on your spiritual bucket list? Let your list be all about pleasing God.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it.
Need a new unit or a replacement?
Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, trade uncertainty had a larger impact on the economy at the start of the year than initially estimated. Jenny Casola following the story for us this afternoon from New York.
The gross domestic product declined 0.5% in the first quarter. The Commerce Department revised the reading from a previous estimate of a 0.2% decline. The quarter was skewed by stocking up on imports ahead of anticipated tariffs. It was the first time in 3 years the economy contracted. Economists do not expect strong spending on imports to be repeated in the April to June quarter. The Atlanta Fed's current forecast is for the economy to rebound, with the GDP expanding 3.4% in the second quarter. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, stocks ending up, running up to the edge of another record. Yeah, cranking it up here. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
Stocks ending higher on easing Middle East tensions. Markets were also being lifted by upbeat news on the economic front. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the biggest gainer, while consumer staples lagged. Shares of the Magnificent Seven tech stocks were mostly higher, and shares of AI darling NVIDIA rose 0.5% for another record high. On Wednesday, the chipmaker and AI darling regained the crown as the world's largest company by market value, surpassing Microsoft. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Sherwin-Williams, and Walmart. The Dow rising 404 points, the Nasdaq up 194, S&P 500 up 49. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, News Radio 92.3. The last thing you want to hear from Austin is when he mentions to you before we go on the air, looks like we got some backups behind us. Okay,
yeah.
Well, here we go. Let's go ahead and jump into the weather, and we'll also check out that traffic this afternoon.
I also kind of sounded like Richard Nixon in that impression there. Let's see, we got some issues on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also got some developing at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And on North North Davis Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, and that's what I saw the backups over my shoulder. If you are getting off of I-110 onto North Davis Highway, off the, on that off-ramp there, we do have some congestion in that area. No accident or anything. It's just our usual backups. Outside of that, your worst-looking spot's got to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That is, dare I say, miserable right now. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Over the course of your Friday and the next several days to follow that, we do have some significant rain chances along with highs sitting at around 90 degrees.
You know, that transition road from the 10 freeway, 110 freeway over to Davis Highway.
Yeah.
Stop like a parking lot right now.
I know.
So if you are making that way and traversing and going to where you're going this afternoon, if that where you're heading on these roads, bring along a little bit of extra patience this afternoon.
Just listen to our soothing voices.
There you go. All right. Heat wave may be over for East Coast folks, but several storms are still wreaking havoc on those residents. Brandi Campbell has the latest from Salisbury, North Carolina.
If hot temperatures reaching triple digits this week wasn't enough, severe storms created its own chaos on Wednesday, this along the East Coast and Southeast. Hail, isolated showers, and strong wind gusts caused damage in some communities. Now, one resident in Salisbury, North Carolina, he said lightning struck a tree in his yard, causing it to collapse, damaging several power poles.
Saw the flash.
Saw it.
And heard the boom. Winds and rain, but this was lightning. Just glad everybody was okay.
And it's not over. There is a slight severe weather risk expected to impact Americans from the Midwest, Central U.S. to the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast this Thursday. In Salisbury, North Carolina, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is preparing to officially launch her campaign for New York governor. Multiple reports say the Congresswoman will announce her campaign at the time and place of her choosing. Speculation had been swirling for months over whether she would seek election to the top executive office in the Empire State. Polling shows her leading a hypothetical Republican primary, and she is a close ally of President Trump.
Okay, one big beautiful bill, speaking of President Trump here this afternoon, is going through some pretty big changes here. Ryan Schmelz, following the story, has the details.
The Senate parliamentarian is stripping numerous provisions from the massive tax and spending package. Sections of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act need to be approved by the parliamentarian, who's determining if they comply with the Byrd Rule, which says the different components have to be related to revenues in order to avoid the Senate filibuster. A number of hotly debated health care provisions were removed, as was an effort to sell public lands. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is introducing a new version of the bill he thinks will comply with the parliamentarian's rules. What does and doesn't survive the birdbath could determine how Republican lawmakers vote. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And senators are reacting to their first intel briefing on the strikes of Iranian nuclear facilities. Republican Tom Cotton of Arkansas says he learned the U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities were an extraordinary success. He added the vital components within the chain of Iran to build a nuke were destroyed. Meanwhile, Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy says Iran's nuclear program has been damaged but not obliterated, as President Trump maintains. Murphy noted Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard was notably absent from the briefing.
Okay. Iran strike on the U.S. base in Qatar earlier this week, highlighting the small nation's unique and complicated role in that region. Steve Harrigan reports from Qatar.
There's certainly a lot of talk about momentum by both President Trump and Qatari officials here who say that ceasefire could eventually expand to a ceasefire in Gaza as well. And Qatar, of course, a key mediator here. It's a tiny nation of 3 million that does have close relations with Iran, but also hosts the largest U.S. military base in the region. That base, Al Udeid, of course, came under fire on Monday. It was defended by a skeleton crew of U.S. forces. Those forces described by the Pentagon today as heroic. And finally, Iran's supreme leader appeared for the first time in almost 2 weeks, appeared on a taped interview. Not clear when it was taped. He said the U.S. got hit with a heavy slap in this fight.
And the DOJ is investigating the University of California over alleged civil rights violations in its employment practices. It's investigating the university's UC 2030 capacity plan due to race and sex-based employment quotas in the plan, which aims for a diverse faculty. The university could face a fine and pay damages to affected individuals if it is found guilty of engaging in hiring discrimination.
Okay, SRIA, enhancing public transportation for the Pensacola Beach Air Show, July 11th and 12th. Throughout both of those days, buses and trolleys transporting passengers from Park East and Park West to Center Point at Casino Beach. Going to be busy due to traffic congestion. Trolley service to access road stops, including the Grand Marlin and Quiet Water Beach. will be suspended until 6 o'clock. Regular routes will resume thereafter until midnight. All right. Oof. We're going to look at some sports. Give us about 5 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. President Trump announcing a trade deal was signed between the U.S. and China, and more deals are on the way.
We're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened, and the relationship with every country has been very good.
The president did not say exactly what was in that deal. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt is calling the U.S. military strikes on nuclear facilities in Iran an overwhelming success.
There is broad consensus emerging already that Iran's nuclear capabilities were indeed destroyed.
The amount of actual damage, that is still being investigated, with a leaked U.S. intelligence report saying it only set Iran back by several months. The White House is pushing back on that report. America's listening to Fox News.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. More shenanigans at the UWF Board of Trustees meeting. Questions about the contract being offered to Manny Diaz not getting good answers as they celebrate Martha Saunders after having basically forced her out. Dueling accounts of what actually did happen to the nuclear capabilities of Iran, as we hear from the President and the Secretary of Defense. PPD's Mike Wood told us about a program that they're using for improving community policing in conjunction with UWF. You can listen on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tourist tax dollars will fund new artificial fields. Escambia commissioners plan to spend $25 million in tourist tax revenue to convert the playing fields at John R. Jones Park and Sports Arena to artificial turf. The move will position the facility as a major regional hub for youth sports tournaments. The investment includes new turf for 20 fields designed to reduce maintenance delays due to weather.
Very interesting. Escambia County, get this, has jobs and not enough applicants to fill current vacancies in its road department. Well, County Administrator Wes Marino says the County Roads Department is understaffed, underfunded, and undermanned. Marino said they are actively taking applications at this moment.
All right. And your third and final top story this afternoon. A planned hotel on South Palafox has scaled back its design again. Originally, the project started as a 9-story hotel, then 8. A third version was approved at 7. Now the latest plans are for a 6-story Tempo by Hilton Hotel, located at the corner of Palafox and Cedar Streets. Other things dropped from the original plan included a rooftop bar, a pool, and a second-floor patio that overlooked Palafox Street.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Fireworks retailers. They're getting ready to be real busy here and saying that you could see lower stock or increased prices at a fireworks stand near you.
You're going to stand there
owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips of dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Do you know what he's talking about?
It sounds like fireworks, but some of those could also be interpreted as something else.
Okay, many local retailers saying they got their stock in prior to the tariff increases, but they are watching the situation for future holidays, which is probably a pretty good idea.
And Lisbeth A. Sparky Harrison was the only candidate to qualify for a vacant seat on DeSentry Town Council, leading to her election by default following the July 29th election certification. Harrison will be sworn into office with no special election needed due to her unopposed status. This marks her second attempt at council election, having previously lost a seat to John Bass.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University. With the second pick, the San Antonio Spurs select Dylan Harper from Rutgers University. With the third pick, the Philadelphia 76ers select Vijay Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University. With the fourth pick, the Charlotte Hornets select Khan Knipple from Duke University. With the fifth pick, the Utah Jazz select Arius Ace Bailey from Rutgers University.
On ABC and ESPN, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced all 30 selections in the first round of the NBA Draft Wednesday in Brooklyn, New York, where the Brooklyn Nets made NBA history. First team to select five players in the first round of a draft. Last night loaded with trades, 10 in all. Several players who were picked by one team then got traded to another. The second round of the draft begins tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
And a bouncer right side, that's through, base hit. The fans here will applaud Colton Cowser for putting a little blemish on an otherwise brilliant night tonight for Jacob DeGrom.
On Rangers Sports Network, two-time Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom carried a perfect game for the first six innings against the Orioles last night. He carried a no-hitter through seven innings, but then Baltimore's Colton Cowser led off the eighth with a single. The last batter DeGrom faced, the Rangers shut out the Orioles 7-0. The reigning World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers back atop the heap. Dodgers tied the Tigers for the best record in the major leagues Wednesday. Los Angeles scored an 8-1 win over Colorado after Detroit had been shut out by the Athletics 3-0. LA and Detroit both 50-31. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers locking in their leadership, announcing multi-year contract extensions for head coach Todd Bowles and general manager Jason Licht. ESPN reports that Bowles' new deal runs through the 2028 season. While details of Licht's extension haven't been released, the duo credited with helping to guide the Bucs to three straight division titles and five consecutive playoff appearances. I don't know how low the bar is for winning your division with how the NFC South is right now, but whatever. Licht has been GM since 2014. Bowles has been the team's head coach since 2022 after three seasons as defensive coordinator.
You are listening to News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you having us on today. The ESPY nominations are in, and Michelle Polino all over this story for us.
NFL stars Josh Allen and Saquon Barkley, WNBA phenom Caitlin Clark, tennis champion Coco Gauff, Olympic legend Simone Biles, and NHL great Alexander Ovechkin are among the top nominees for this year's ESPY Awards. The ceremony will air live Wednesday, July 16th. From the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, hosted by comedian Shane Gillis. It'll air on ABC and ESPN+. Celebrities from across sports and entertainment will present awards and categories, including Best Athlete, Men's Sports and Women's Sports, Best Breakthrough Athlete, Best Record-Breaking Performance, Best Comeback Athlete, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And one of the names we heard early in that star-studded rundown was that of WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark. She will miss tonight's Indiana Fever game. The team announced Clark will sit out their game against the LA Sparks due to a left groin injury. This will be the sixth game that Clark has missed this season. She previously missed five straight games due to a quad injury that she suffered back in May. The Fever have not said if Clark will be able to return Friday when they visit the Dallas Wings and number one overall draft pick Paige Beckers.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Dabo Sweeney has been wildly successful and then some at Clemson by winning 2 national championships and 9 ACC championships. However, since 2021, Clemson hasn't looked like a national championship contender. Pete Nako's caught up with Clemson quarterback Cade Klubnik the other day, and Cade made it clear his goal is to win a national championship this year. And in my opinion, Clemson looks like a national championship team this season. Anything short of that should be viewed as a failure. I'm Zach Gelb.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Empower. Tim collects bobbleheads. A lot of bobbleheads. Baseball bobbleheads, race car bobbleheads, little chihuahua bobbleheads. He's got an entire room strictly for bobbleheads. Does he need them? No. Is his wife mad about it? A little. But Tim works with Empower, and he got good at money, so he can be a little bad. Ooh, horse bobblehead. Classy, Tim. Empower. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the Food and Drug Administration is warning of a rare heart side effect, mainly seen in young men, associated with two leading COVID-19 vaccines. Here's Deborah Valentine.
Myocarditis, a type of heart inflammation that is usually mild, emerged as a complication after the first COVID-19 shots became widely available in 2021. The new FDA warning label lists the risk of myocarditis as 8 cases per 1 million people who got the 2023-2024 COVID shots between the ages of 6 months and 64 years old. The previous label said the problem mostly occurs in 12 to 17-year-olds. The FDA's label update is the latest step by officials working under HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to restrict or undercut use of vaccines. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And a new report says ADHD drugs have some unexpected benefits. A study out of Sweden, detailed by the American Medical Association, says ADHD meds are likely, linked, fewer injuries, accidents, and risky behaviors. The risk of self-harm was nearly 23% lower when people were on the meds as well. Traffic crashes dropped by as much as 29%, and risk of committing a crime fell by up to 27% while people were using the medication. So linked to a lot of good stuff there.
Major food companies are ditching the artificial dyes. One company we're going to talk about here, Nestle's on board. Hillary Barsky has the latest.
Nestle will eliminate artificial colors from its U.S. food and beverages by the middle of 2026. Nestle is the latest company to make the commitment. Last week, Kraft Heinz and General Mills said that they would take out artificial dyes from their U.S. products by 2027. In addition, General Mills, the maker of Cheerios and Lucky Charms cereals, also said it plans to remove artificial dyes from its cereals and from all food served in K-12 schools by the middle of next year. Both California and West Virginia have recently banned artificial dyes in foods served in schools. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The U.S. Vaccine Advisory Panel, recently installed by Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., is taking another look at the recommended timeline of shots for kids and adolescents. Tanya J. Powers in Washington today with more.
The members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices began their first meeting on Wednesday with a decision to study the schedule of childhood and adolescent immunizations and review the use of older vaccines. Earlier this month, Kennedy fired all 17 members of a CDC vaccine advisory panel and replaced them with his own picks. The panel's recommendations influence the official U.S. immunization schedule and determine which vaccines are covered by insurance. Earlier this week, Senate Health Committee Chair Bill Cassidy, a physician, called for a delay in the meeting, saying the group lacked experience. Cassidy, a Republican, voted to confirm Kennedy as secretary after Kennedy agreed to maintain the committee without changes. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
545 on News Radio, 92.3 Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, our worst looking spot is still Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That spot usually sucks, but it's been worse these past couple days, so just be on the lookout for that. Also have some backup still on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10, but looks on our map here as if the off-ramp to get off of I-110 onto Davis is looking clearer, so there's some good news for you. As for the weather on a local scale, 88 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances that will span from tonight over the course of your next several days, and the highs heading all the way into your next work week, sitting at around 90 degrees.
And now a look at the national picture. Stormy weather brings some relief from the heat dome today. Janice Dean has that forecast.
Another day of intense heat for the eastern half of the country, with some relief on the way for the northeast and the mid-Atlantic. Temperatures will swing from 100 degrees to highs in the 70s for many big cities along the I-95 corridor as a cold front moves in and brings some rain and thunderstorms for the next few days. Stronger storms could produce hail, gusty winds, and lightning with heavy rain leading to flash flooding. Also looking at the risk for severe weather around the ridge of high pressure, which will nudge westward heading into the weekend. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
And the latest update on the job market is mixed this afternoon. Here's Jenny Casola.
Fewer people filed for unemployment benefits for the first time in the week ending June 21st, though more people are remaining on benefits. New claims declined by 10,000 to 236,000, the numbers fewer than economists were predicting, but continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose by 37,000 to 1.97 million in the week ending June 14th. That's the most continuing claims reported since November of 2021, and could reflect difficulty in finding new employment. The monthly employment report will be released next Thursday ahead of the 4th of July holiday. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Unemployment claims were lower than expected, and orders for long-lasting goods had a rally in May. Jobless claims totaled a seasonally adjusted 236,000, well off the estimate for 244,000. Durable goods orders, such as airplanes and computers, surged more than 16% in May after falling more than 6.5% in April, according to the Commerce Department. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s revamped government panel of outside vaccine advisors today voiced their support for the use of Merck's shot to help protect infants from RSV, a temporary reprieve for public health officials concerned about the HHS secretary's immunization policy. Stocks were higher today, with the Dow up more than 400 points, the S&P 500 in record territory, and the Nasdaq gained nearly 200. Crude oil futures above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
It is 548, News Radio 92.3. The leader of a major fashion magazine is looking for somebody to assist with daily operations. Yes, the help wanted sign went up at Vogue magazine. Hillary Barsky has the story for you.
Anna Wintour, who has been the head of editorial content at Vogue since 1988 and is credited with completely transforming the famed fashion magazine, will still be retaining her power but is seeking a head of editorial content at the magazine. Initially, the news rattled the fashion world and on social media amid headlines that Wintour was stepping down. As chief content officer, Wintour will continue to oversee every Condé Nast brand globally, with the exception of The New Yorker. Wintour is also behind making the Met Gala what it is today, fashion's biggest night and a major fundraiser for the fashion wing of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And this could be bittersweet, depending on your outlook, I guess. Microsoft's blue screen of death error message is going away. The computer giant says it's part of a larger revamp following last year's CrowdStrike outage that crashed over 8 million Windows devices, including banks, companies, and airlines. In Windows 11, there won't be a frowny face and QR code appearing during unexpected restarts like there's been for the past 40 years. The error screen will be black with a short message that tells users they need to restart.
Yeah, crank it back up. Memphis Airport getting a name change, actually, to honor the late founder of FedEx. Rightly so, big operation up there in Memphis. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Memphis International Airport will be renamed for Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, who died last weekend at 80 years old. The Memphis-Shelby County Airport Authority Board of Commissioners passed the resolution. Airport officials say there are still some administrative and logistical things to work out, but the renaming process will begin immediately. Smith launched FedEx in 1973, growing it from a small startup with 14 jets to a global corporation that employs more than 500,000 people. FedEx also turned the Memphis airport into one of the busiest cargo airports in the world. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the Trump Organization is no longer saying that its new smartphone is, quote, made in the USA. Earlier this month, Trump's company introduced a gold-colored smartphone called the T1, which goes for about $500. The company's website said it was made in the USA, but that slogan has since been replaced with the claim that the T1 has an American-proud design and was brought to life right here in the USA. When the T1 first came out, financial experts told CNBC that the U.S. does not have the supply chain to make smartphones, and that even if it did, many components would still need to come from overseas.
All right. So you own a Chevy Silverado, do you?
No.
Well, if you do, there is a recall to talk about this afternoon. Some popular trucks are going back to the dealer for an issue that could result in a fire.
Ooh.
Here's the latest.
General Motors is recalling more than 62,000 trucks because of a possible brake problem that could cause an electrical short or even a fire. The recall involves some 2019 to 24 Chevrolet Silverados. Approximately 1% of the recalled trucks are believed to have the issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says an issue in the brake pressure sensor assembly may allow fluid to leak. An underhood fire could even occur when the truck is switched off or possibly unattended. The defect was caused by use of an unauthorized chemical by the supplier of the brake assembly. The chemical can cause a part to degrade over time. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with your last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour, but also some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. She's my best friend's girl. She's my best friend's
girl. But she used to be mine. It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here she comes again.
5:55, News Radio 92.3. I like that song. That's why I kind of let it play out there a little bit. Rico Kasich and Company, The Cars.
You can't go wrong with them.
Nah, it's a pretty good song. Do hope you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on, everybody. Well, Austin Price sliding in here has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, here I go again. Let's see. We do have some backup still on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's been our worst spot this evening, but it is lessening, albeit slowly but surely. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time, so there's some good news for you. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 88 degrees. It's going to be a low of 74 tonight with about a 40% chance of showers officially. We're going to see those chances actually increase over the next few days and the span over all the way into your next work week. And every step of the way, we are going to have highs sitting at just about 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Austin, you know when you do live programming, so many things could go wrong. And
living proof of that.
What I'm getting to is this is one of them. A Tennessee sheriff's deputy was critically injured during a live streamed episode of the On Patrol Live TV show. Ted Linder has more.
Knox County Deputy Dalton Swanger was attacked while confronting a suspect he was tracking in a wooded area near Knoxville after officers responded to a shooting report. The suspect, Christopher Hensley, allegedly struck Swanger with a rock, leaving him unresponsive and hospitalized in intensive care. Authorities later arrested Hensley, charging him with attempted second-degree murder and other offenses. Swanger's made small improvements, and a GoFundMe for his recovery has raised over $65,000. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And Fortnite gamers could be getting a refund this week. The FTC is sending out $126 million in refunds to nearly a million gamers who were charged for unwanted purchases while playing Fortnite online. The FTC said Wednesday it's vending about 970,000 checks and PayPal payments to gamers who filed a valid claim. The refunds are part of a settlement over charges that Fortnite developer Epic Games used deceptive practices to trick online players into making purchases that they otherwise would not have made.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Millions and millions and millions of people saw this happening and play out here. A New Jersey Congress member is vowing to fight federal charges against her that stem from an incident outside an immigration detention facility in New Jersey. Yeah, Representative McIver is fighting this thing. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
New Jersey Democratic Congresswoman LaMonica McIver is charged with assaulting, resisting, and impeding Homeland Security investigators during a May visit to the Delaney Hall Detention Center. She represents the 10th Congressional District, which includes Newark, where the facility is located, and pleaded not guilty on Wednesday, saying the case is about, quote, political intimidation.
The Trump administration and his, him and his colleagues or cronies, whatever you want to call them, have weaponized the federal government.
McIver and other Democratic lawmakers say they were on an inspection visit at the center as part of their congressional oversight role. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the first trailer for Yorgos Lanthimos' Bugonia is out now. The film is a remake of the South Korean film Save the Green Planet, and it follows two conspiracy theorists who kidnap a CEO of a major company because they believe she's an alien planning to destroy the world. The cast includes Emma Stone, Jesse Plemons, and Aiden Delbus. Bugonia hits theaters on Halloween.
I would go see it because of Emma Stone. I think she's a very talented actress. CMA, the fest hits the small screen. A lot of folks excited about this. Michelle Polino has the story for us.
Are you guys ready to party tonight?
Country music's biggest party comes to your screen as CMA Fest airs on ABC. Filmed in Nashville earlier this month, the three-hour special features performances from Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and Kelsea Ballerini, along with special collaborations from Brooks and Dunn with Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, and Shaboozy, and more. Hosted by Ashley McBride and Cody Johnson, the broadcast celebrates country music fans and artists with wall-to-wall music from downtown Nashville. It airs at 8 Eastern on ABC and streams the next day on Hulu. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3 thought I'd take care of some items here that you might be interested in. I'm sure you are. National Hurricane Center forecasters confirming tropical development over the Gulf is unfavorable for the next 7 days. Pensacola back above. I'm talking about Pensacola Wahoos back above playing 500 ball with a record of 36-35 in the 25 season. They play game three tonight against Chattanooga. And get ready to rumble. Islands Fights coming to the Bay Center this weekend. You ready for that? Also, more news coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.